This public radio podcast is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world, online at shrm.org.
250? No way.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. The chairman of BP spoke up today about a prediction that oil prices will soar to $250 a barrel by the end of next year. Peter Sutherland rejected the idea as apocalyptic. The prediction came from the head of Russian gas giant Gazprom. The BP chair also says he doesn't believe speculation is a big factor in oil prices quadrupling over the last 5 years. He says it's time for more investment to develop supplies. Oil prices are above $132 a barrel right now. Today, Congress takes a look at a bill that would make loans for green homes and energy-efficient remodeling projects more affordable. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Sam Eaton reports.
Throughout the housing boom, green building was often brushed aside as too costly. But with home sales in a rut, energy-efficient housing could now offer a bright spot. The House Financial Services Committee is holding a hearing today on boosting the number of government-backed, low-interest loans for green homes and remodels. Sustainable housing advocate Stockton Williams says the legislation would not only stimulate the housing market, it would help consumers.
Green homes can save them money, and that's important at a time when gas is $4 a gallon and higher, and home utility rates are skyrocketing in many parts of the country.
Stockton says federal leadership is essential in making green building affordable to the masses, but not too much leadership, warns the National Association of Home Builders. The trade group urges Congress to stay away from any mandatory green building rules. It says consumer demand for energy-efficient homes has been slow to take off. I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
Honey, did you turn off the lights?
Yep.
Did you plug in the car? That's the bedtime conversation Toyota's hoping for in a couple years. The company plans to unveil a plug-in hybrid with high-tech lithium-ion batteries by 2010. Toyota says the cars can be recharged from a home electrical outlet. Investors are waiting for the release of the Fed's Beige Book Economic Survey today. The Dow was up 9 points yesterday to 12,289. The Nasdaq was down 10 points to 2448. The S&P lost 3 to 1358. It was a mix today in Asia. European shares are mostly flat. There are some Scots that want to fire Donald Trump. Planning officials have resumed a hearing about Trump's plans for a golf resort on the Scottish coast. The developer is trying to persuade the panel his $2 billion project won't damage the environment. From London, Stephen Beard has more.
Flying in on his large personal jet and sporting his trademark comb-over hairstyle, Trump has caused quite a stir in Scotland. True to form, he was not overly modest at the planning inquiry. He said, having built the best golf courses in America, he now wants to build the best one in the world. But the planning panel was set up after the local authority rejected his proposal. They claim it would harm some environmentally sensitive sand dunes. Trump refutes that claim, switching from brash to eco-friendly.
Well, we're saving the dunes. We're stabilizing and saving the dunes. And I think I'm doing a great service. A lot of governments pay a tremendous amount of money to stabilize dunes. I'm doing it for nothing, meaning I'm spending the money myself.
His project would bring hundreds of jobs to a depressed part of Scotland, and it has attracted a lot of support. The planning inquiry is expected to last about a month. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, working to reduce heart disease, the number one killer of American women, by supporting Women Heart. Information at womenheart.org. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Sustainability Fund of the Tides Foundation, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Ghost stories, food fights, and poison oak. I'm having flashbacks of a bad haircut at age 11 and the nickname Dutch Boy. It's summer camp season. With money tight, a lot of parents worry the cost of all that fun may be getting too high. Caitlin Carroll has this report on what the industry is doing to keep the campfires burning.
At Pali Adventure Camp outside of L.A., the list of activities reads like a kid's wildest summer fantasy. horseback riding, jet skiing, hip-hop dancing.
And then Hollywood Stunt Camp, you jump off of cars.
Teenager Ashley Wald is going back for her third summer. Her dad, Jeff Wald, says the $1,500 a week price tag for the overnight camp is steep but worth it.
I would not want her not to have this experience. So whatever the cost is going to be, we're going to have to eat that cost.
More parents are eating that cost this year. A lot of families signed up for camp in the winter before gas and food prices took off. Now they say they have to cut back on summer spending to pay for camp. Peg Smith is with the American Camp Association.
We find that the last dollar a parent will cut from their budget is the dollar that they invest in their children.
Smith says many parents are sending their kids to day camps instead of overnight ones. To help keep enrollments up, camps are also increasing discounts and scholarship programs.
Careful, careful. We got to wait on the water guns.
At the open house for the Aloha Beach Camp in Malibu, kids attack each other with water guns while their parents check out the camp setup.
This is our campsite on the sand. We always
Aloha offers buses to help out working parents. Camp owner Eric Naftalin says that's one reason why enrollment at his beach camp has ticked up 30%. But it's not this year he's worried about.
In fact, I think you're going to start feeling the pinch of this more next year than now.
But for Lori Barony, camp's not just a luxury for her son Brian. It's a necessity for her. Barony works full time.
It has to be done. But I tried to limit, like there was a sleepaway he wanted to go for 2 weeks. It's not worth it. I mean, it's what I make in the summer.
ACA's Peg Smith says parents should keep in mind that many day camps do qualify for tax breaks. She also points out that camp can be a positive place for kids as families go through tough times.
I think parents inherently, particularly during challenging times, want to preserve that, what I call the rite of passage. They want to preserve childhood.
Even if letting their kids roast marshmallows burns a hole through their pockets. In Los Angeles, I'm Caitlin Carroll for Marketplace.
For more from the Morning Report, visit marketplace.org. You can listen to other stories and share your comments. I'm Renita Jablonski. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.